I'm going to read one little verse. A verse, say a little thing. And in between these little thankful outline messages, little mini ones, like little one-minute ones, Andre's going to come around with the microphone. If you got a testimony, I'd like you to share your testimony. Now, we have a few less people tonight than what I had probably anticipated. On Wednesday night, we've been running at least 30, sometimes 40 people. And if you take 40 people and you take 2 minutes each, that's longer than our whole service. So I had asked on Sunday to take 1 minute. But because we have fewer people, go ahead and take 2 minutes. Twice the time. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and share something, if you will, that is positive, uplifting. God does good things frequently. Amen. Praise the Lord. So think of something good that God has done and share your testimony. Excuse me. Exodus chapter 2, verse number 23, my little topic here is why the weary can be glad. Because God hears their groanings. Verse number 23 of Exodus chapter 2. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. God hears you when you pray. In verse number 16, Exodus chapter 3, verse number 16, because God knows their plight. God knows what you're going through. Amen. Exodus 3, verse 16, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Amen. Yeah, they were in a hard spot, but God saw them and delivered them. Amen. God knows when you're in a hard spot, and God is a deliverer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you can be seated, except if you'd like to give a testimony now. And Brother Andrew would just pick someone to give the microphone to.
Ready to go. I just want to say I am so thankful that God brought me to Connecticut from California to be in the Apostolic Pentecostal Church. Thank you, Jesus, because in that he has showed me a way where I have prayed for my wife. She was having seizures. The seizures stopped. She was diagnosed with cancer. The cancer was then diagnosed gone.
Amen. After we prayed.
After we prayed, yes, the church prayed, and the cancer was gone. And then just a month ago, or it was before a month ago, Darren said, you should lead prayer. And I was a little hesitant, but I reluctantly said, yeah, I'll do that. And it blessed my socks off.
Amen.
Because the growth that has been happening in me because of this way, because of this church body, because of the people here, because of my pastor, because of the pastors and the leadership here, because of the people that are here. It is such a grand thing. The time that I spend with my pastor talking, the time that I spent with Darren when he was driving me in the time that I was brought out of a bondage situation where I was living and brought into a place where I have a really nice place to live. And it's still, yeah, there's a certain amount of bondage there because, you know, it's in the world and whatnot. But yet, God is delivering to there, you know. And I pray, my prayer life has increased dramatically. And I just want to say I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to be here and in God's hands, being used of Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
How about one more, and then I'll do another sermon.
I'm just thankful to God for His mercy. He's been merciful to me for a long time. I work in a school system where the special ed and most of my students are teenagers and they're big boys. So one day I was with this young boy that I call the concussion kid because he's given other employees a concussion, either by a headbutt or a punch to the head. So this day I had to work with him, and I'm so thankful for God's protection. I'm thankful that He's concerned about the things that concern me. This day, it was even people started asking me, "What are you doing to Joel?" Because he was on his best behavior. I was able to get work done with him. He was in a happy mood, but the day before, he was very aggressive. He was punching walls and he was attacking people. And the mother sent the teacher an email the morning I was with him, saying, "Please, I'm so sorry about Joel's behavior, you know, forgive him, and that the fact that he might be due for a seizure. By the way, please pray for this young man. He has seizures, and before his seizures, he'll be very aggressive. So that's how we know he'll have a seizure." But the day after all of this aggression, he was with me. And I prayed, and I asked God, "Please protect me from this kid. He's a strong kid, and I'm an old woman." So, but God protected me. We had a great day. He was happy, and I was like, nobody but God could have done that, you know? So, and then there's one more thing with my car. I had transmission issues, and God led me to a mechanic who I looked up on Facebook, and I found out he was a Christian. So that helped. And I also was blessed with a financial blessing of him decreasing the amount that he first told me, about $300 less than what he told me. So God watches over my finances as well. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, another reason to be thankful here, because God's promises their deliverance. From Exodus chapter 3, verse number 17. "And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." Amen. God has promised our deliverance. Amen. Have you read the back of the book? Do you know what's going to take place? Amen. It's way better than anything you have here. No matter how good your stuff is, God's stuff is way better. Amen. Okay, and from Exodus chapter 23 and verse number 30, how to be thankful when the going is slow. Exodus 23:30. "By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land." Amen. The land that God brought Israel into, if He would have just cleaned out all the people, the animals would have took it over. You know, it would have been unmanageable. But God gave them increase as they were able to inhabit the land. Amen. God wants us to increase as we are enabled. God enables us to do stuff that we were not able to do before. Amen. God wants to enable us to inhabit a holy land. God wants our houses and our homes to be holy and sanctuaries and a place of safety. Amen. God wants, and what would we do in the church if we had an increase of 3,000 people in one day? I don't know how I would handle it. Amen. But God is increasing our church. Amen. God is blessing us as a body. Amen. My pastor, Brother McDonald, which I'm very blessed to be able to have him from time to time and be able to be close and talk with him. He'll say, it's the miracle in Montville. You know, and I agree. God has done a miracle here in Montville. Amen. Do you realize that this church was highlighted during the home mission service at General, home mission service? What do they call the, used to be home missions, what do they call it now? NAM. North American Missions. Thank you. I knew it was, my vernacular was wrong. The North American Missions Service at General Conference, they showed pictures of our church and they told a summary of our story. Now, get this now, in case you don't know, maybe everybody here doesn't know, but this church, when we looked at it, the insurance company said that it was worth $1.3 million. And our church at that time was in New London with about 24 people. Now, for a church of 24 people to buy a property that was valued at $1.3 million is off the scale. You know, the possibility is near zero. Amen. But yet, God in His divine plan brought us step by step, thing by thing, till we rented it, and we took care of it, we improved it, we increased in people, we increased in finances, and then we bought it, and the Methodist held the note, and then we paid a bunch of payments on time, and we had now equity in our building, and we got financing from the United Pentecostal Church International Loan Fund. And so now we have a $1.3 million building and we owe about $300,000. We have about $1 million equity in a building that God gave us. Amen. Nobody in our church had $1 million to plop down. But God made the way. We really are the miracle in Montville. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody else give a testimony. Andre.
Put your hand up.
Come on, somebody.
Well, I'll give mine.
I just thank God, for all the little things He's done for me. And I just don't have a big, big testimony. But, it's just every day. You know, every day I pray, every morning, every night. And He's just answered so many of my prayers. And that reminds me of the scripture that we just read. But little by little, He keeps, answering my prayers and taking things away and giving me things. And just he just increases me little by little. And every day this year, just pray twice a day and at least twice a day. And He just keeps blessing me. But last year, though, He did give me an apartment that I love. I'm so happy there. I'm just very happy. I love the neighborhood. I love my neighbors. I love my landlord. And I love my job, too. He gave me a good job. That was the year before that, actually. I work from home, and I'm an accountant, and I work for a really great company, United Healthcare. They just have benefits, and they're just so good and so large. You could grow. I just love it. I'm very, very happy with my job and where I live. And And I just thank God. Oh, and I have a nice car. I love my car. He did that for me this year. My car that I was driving broke down, and right when it broke down, you know, I was looking for a convertible, and, you know, when it broke down, I brought it to the Toyota dealer, and it would have been too much money to fix. And a nice, nice car came in. I'm assuming it's from the Lord because it was. I love it. But so a nice, nice car came in right at that time, right then. And so thank God for that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How about one more? Okay, pick someone out there, Andre.
All right. I have a lot to be thankful for, but I wanted to recognize some people that have taken on roles in my life that a lot of people kind of like left. So, Sister Janie, I'm very grateful for you and your encouragement, knowing that what I'm going through, you've been there, you've walked that path, so, I want to follow you. You're just a great role model to the church. You lead by example, and I appreciate that. And Pastor and Sister Greeley, especially Sister Greeley, always drive me around listening to me. Even when I'm not in my best mindset, they never left me. And it's hard when people see you when you're at your worst. Because, it's embarrassing. And I just have a lot going on, and I'm grateful for them. They're like my parents. And I appreciate that more than anyone could ever know. And, and the rest of the church, everyone that supported me. When I come here, I see familiar faces all the time. I see everybody's here, and it makes me, I need to be here too, I have to keep going and do what I need to do to better myself. And I'm seeing it every day. Now I'm recognizing things. I'm turning to the Word when I used to never even think about it. I just think, I'm going through this. What do? I go to the Word. And I wouldn't have done that if I didn't learn from everybody here that kept me going. So that's what I'm thankful for, and I thank you guys.
Thank you, Jesus. From Psalm 34, let me bring you this thought, that what praise can do for you. Psalm 34, beginning at verse number 1, a psalm of David. When he changed his behavior before Amalek, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. Praise the Lord. It can make you glad. Verse number 1, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It can make you full. Verse number 2, my soul boasts in the Lord. Number 3, can make you strong. From verse number 4, He delivered me from all my fears. Whatever you're afraid of, God can deliver you from that. From what you're afraid of, God is able to deliver you. And finally, He can make you radiant. Amen. Look to Him to be radiant. Verse number 4. Amen. I sought the Lord and He heard me. Amen. Isn't it amazing when you realize that God answered my prayer? Amen. It is absolutely amazing. We can and should be thankful for God answering our prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. How about another hand? Someone else to testify.
I want to thank God for the big blessing He gave me with the car.
Sister Jerry helped me pray for the car, and the mechanic told me, it's unbelievable. Your car is old and have many, many miles and work very good. And I had two cars like that with less miles in my house and have many problems. I told him because God knows I need a car, and he supplies all my needs.
Yeah. Yeah. He supplies all we need.
Yes. When the car feels something bad, say, touch this car, God, because I don't have money for other one. And it's a big blessing in my life.
Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Lay hands on the car if you have to. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I just like to give honor to God who is the head of my life. I just give thanks unto him for him coming into my life, came all the way down from heaven to earth and saved my soul. The greatest gift of all is knowing Jesus. And I just thank God for Jesus. And I thank God just for how he just brought me from a mighty long way, because I look over my life and I can see where I have grown into God. And I just thank God. And I thank God most of all, you know, just for, like, you know, my church. I thank God for my pastor, you know, because when I was going to faith, and I, you know, I remember that it was like getting too much of driving, you know, driving an hour and stuck in traffic and this and that. So I remember Pastor Elliot and Bishop coming to me and said, there's a church down in Uncasville. We're glad to have you. And so, you know, and I prayed about it. And I remember I was coming with Sister Brown and Deacon Brown. But, you know, I wasn't really comfortable here because I was so used to going to faith so many years. And, you know, so I got to the point where I prayed and I just didn't want to go to church here, then go to church in Uncasville. I just wanted to be rooted and grounded in one church. So I prayed and I asked God to lead me and guide me into this church. Is this church is the right church for me? And, you know, and God answered my prayers. And I remember I went to pastor. So he wasn't my pastor yet, but I went to pastor. And I remember telling him that I wanted to talk with him. I remember Deacon Brown coming with me in the office, and I said to the pastor that I would like to come up. I would like to be a member here. And so I remember the pastor getting, you know, he was excited about me being a member here. And I just thank God that, you know, how he just blessed me to be in the ministry here. And I thank God that, you know, he just brought me from a mighty long way. And I remember when I got sick and I was working at the school system for 19 years, you know, being an assistant in the classroom. And I got sick in 2015. And then my husband, he said to me, I don't want you to go back to work because, you know, I want to take care of you. And this, so I said, you know, I want to go back to work because I thought about my, you know, me, my church paying my tithe and offering. And I wanted to be a blessing, you know, to pay my tithe and offering. And so I didn't go back to work because after that, the COVID hit. And I said, no, I'm not going to go back to work there. So God had really blessed me to pay my tithe, to pay my offering. And he just, you know, even though I didn't have a lot, but God just multiplied. You know, the more I give, the more people come and give to me, and God just blessed me. And I got so much to thank God for. The song said, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. God had brought me from a mighty long way. And even though my husband is not here with me, you know, and I thank God for my husband for 36 years, and God just brought us together, you know, and I just thank God. I know God is going to bring him, and I don't know when he's going to do it, And how are we going to do it? But I know he's going to do it. And I just, and you know, and I just thank God. And he always tell me to tell the church to pray for him. He said, tell the church to pray for him. And I said, everybody is praying for you. And even Brother Darren said, tell your husband. I said, hi. And I go back home and said, you know, Brother Darren is to say hi. And he just smiling. And I believe God is going to do something. And I thank God for the prayers that Sister Brown and Sister Janie put, you know, on the prayer list for my husband. I think, most of all, I want to thank God for Sister Carmen, for how she picked me up and bring me to church. And this is very important to me. You know, I just love to come to church. And I thank God. I thank God for being, I thank God for the saints. I just thank God for his goodness, for you know, for his mercy upon my life. I got so much to thank him for. I know I can't tell it all, but to God be the glory for the things he done in my life. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. From 1 Samuel chapter number 1, it's this part is on how to turn your problems into praise. Praise the Lord. From 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 15. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She wanted to have a son so bad. She wanted to be blessed with a child. It was beyond her control. She could not make that happen. So she went to the house of the Lord. She poured out her heart before God so much that the man of God thought, this lady's been drinking. She was turning her problem into a poured out vessel of praise. Amen. Can you imagine pouring out your problem so much that it just flows out of you? Amen. Samuel thought, this lady's been drinking. He went over there to throw her out, you know, to put her out of the temple. And yet, it was the blessing that God gave her that child that she so deeply desired. Amen. From verse number 15, pour out your soul unto God. I have poured out my soul before the Lord, she said. From verse numbers, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6, and her adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Now, we can't depend on our friends to make things better. Sometimes people that can be very close to you can even make things feel like it's worse. Now, this was her adversary. Now, don't seek revenge for your pain, verse number 6. And her rival used to provoke her to irritate her. Don't strike out at the other people. Give it to the Lord. Amen. Give your problem, your situation, your condition to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13. Now Hannah had spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. Wow. God did something very, very special in her. When she poured out her problem before God, God heard and fixed the problem. Praise the Lord. From verse number 13, open the depths of your heart. And Hannah was speaking in her heart. Verse number 17, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, "Let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. I tell you what, you can believe God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another testimony? I've seen a couple hands on the back. There's one over here, one there. Take your pick, Andre. Where is he going?
Well, like Sister Jerry said, we have a lot to be thankful for. I personally have a lot to be thankful for, too. I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this year has been a rough year with me medically. And a few months ago, well, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I had caught COVID. Now, when COVID first came out, they always said people who have diabetes, COVID's really bad for them. And so I knew that. So when I ended up getting COVID, I didn't know I had it. But I was feeling so bad in my body to the point where I just said, "Lord, I can't do this anymore. Just let me go. Just let me pass." Because my fever was so high, and I was, like, delirious. And I don't know, but somewhere in my mind I said, "God, please." And then I said something about I want, my mother. I said, like, "Mommy." I called out to my mother. And before I knew it, my mother was right there stroking my hand, telling me, "Hold on, Lavinia. He's not ready yet. He's not ready." And then as I'm laying there, just want to just go. Just let me go, Lord. And just feeling so bad in my spirit. And then God brought my sister Rosa, who passed. And she came to me and said the same thing my mother was saying. As my mother is still stroking my hand, my sister goes, "Lavinia, he's not ready. He's not coming yet." And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head that it was my brother who passed telling me when they were saying he's not coming. It's only after I keep thinking about it and thinking about it, it was Jesus the whole time. I don't even know why I couldn't even see it when I called out to Jesus before my mother. And then, so I wasn't ready. Well, he wasn't ready for me. So before I know it, I like come back to myself, and I had to keep telling myself, "Lavinia, you can do this. You're strong enough. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep going." And that's the same thing with my mother and my sister were saying. Keep going. You can do it. Don't give up. So I just want to thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for me. Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I'm still having medical issues, but I know God's on my side, and I'm not afraid. And I know this too shall pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God's on my side. Amen. Boy, did I see your hand up?
I'm going to start off like this. I'm so glad that the God that I believe in and love is real. A lot of people don't think he's real. But today was a whole different day for me. As I was helping Lavinia clean the house to get ready for tomorrow, I was vacuuming, doing the bathrooms. So I started asking God, I says, "If I was to tell my testimony to the church today, how would I begin? How would I tell them how good you was to me and how good you really are?" So I'm vacuuming, and next thing you know, I heard a little voice in my head say, "Shut that vacuum off and come with me." So I went in my room, I closed my door, And I started saying, now, how would I say these things? And he started showing me visions of how he was always there with me. So it started, the first vision that I had today was I was a young boy. I was either 9 or 10 years old. And he showed me that I got hit by a car. And I didn't know that. My whole life, I didn't know that. Until about 2 years ago, my brother told me that I was hit by a car. But today, I seen the whole vision and what happened. So through that time, I had to go through speech therapy, everything. I got hit by the car. I flew up in the air, landed on my head, and caused some other problems that I'm dealing with today. So as the visions were still coming, just jumping at me, he showed me another vision where I was riding a 10-speed bike. I was going home in New London here, and I ran into a 18-wheeler, Mack truck. And I hit the truck so hard that I flew off the bike, ended up on the windshield, and I slid down the windshield. When I came through, I was laying on the sidewalk, and my mother was standing over me. And first thing I said to her, Ma, is my face all right? She said, yeah, you're okay. So, you know, then went through that vision, and it just kept coming. And he was showing me other things that he was always there. And he showed me a time when I was in New York at Coney Island. And I was wearing these shoes that just came out on the market. And they were Pierre Cardin's. And they were maroon, suede, you know, nice looking shoe. And I was walking from Coney Island, you know, a couple blocks down the street to my friend's house. And a guy came up to me with a gun. And he just wanted my shoes. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I ain't have nothing. So I gave him my shoes. I took them off and kept going about my business, walking to my friend's house. So, you know, got through that vision, and another one came. It was about a gun again. So I was in Waterford at a bar, and I ordered a beer, and the guy put a gun on the bar. And he says, I don't think you want to be in here. So I didn't question him. I left that bar. And, you know, the whole time, these visions just kept coming one after another after another. And he showed me another one involving a gun where I had just got finished playing a basketball game up in Charahoe, Westerly, Rhode Island, Charahoe High School. And we went to a biker bar, me and my friend, and the bartender did the same thing. Put a gun on the bar, and he says, not here. So my friend who had went to the bathroom came out, and I told him, I said, Marty, we got to go. We can't drink here. So he goes, wait a minute. And he went up to the guy at the bar, and he grabbed him, and he shook him up, and he says, that's my friend. He says, and you're going to serve him. So we sat down, had a beer. I said, I'm ready to go. See, God put another person in my favor. And so the visions just kept coming and coming and coming. And the end one, I'm going to cut it short, but the end vision that I had was he was telling me what I'm going through now. He still got me. So this Friday, I'm going to the doctor. And I'll find out about all of these reports from these tests that I've been going through. And he told me, he says, I got you. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be good. You're going to get a good report. So Friday's coming. Keep praying for me.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's got me. Amen. How many times has God delivered me? I can't even tell you. I can't even say how many times, but over and over and over and over and over and over again, God has delivered me. Praise the Lord. Okay, from Psalm 34, why the hurting have hope. Psalm 34, beginning at verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and the ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. From verse number 15, God hears their cry. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. From verse number 16, God opposes their foes. The face of the Lord is against evildoers. From verse 18, God heals their hurts. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Amen. My God is a deliverer. Amen. Over and over and over again, even as testified today, God has been with us all the time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another testimony? Right up here. One couple up here. One over there.
Okay. So I'm reading from Psalms 107. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemies, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south." And then I'm jumping down to 27. "They reel and from and staggered like a drunken man, and are at their wit end. Then they cried unto the Lord, and he delivered them out of their distress." So this Psalms is saying, you know, we have to call upon God, and God wants us to cry out unto him. Especially if we have a problems, you know, if we have problems, just cry unto the Lord, you know, he will deliver us, you know, and worship him, you know. When we come into the house of God, we need to, like, really worship God, because, you know, he said, enter into his courts with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So, you know, I'm thankful for God. You have done so much for me, so much for me. I'm thanking God for saving me, because if I wasn't saved, I don't know how I would do it, but I know God is on my side, and thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. So whoever, someone, you know, I'm encouraging someone, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you know, get the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost, we need it. And, you know, I thank God for it in my life, because it's everything to me. So,
amen.
That's my testimony.
Praise the Lord. Thank God.
So I pray the Lord makes me make this make sense. I'm very thankful for the Lord for everything that he has done for me in the past couple of years. I had searched for a church that I felt at home in for a long, long time. And the world got kind of crazy with COVID, and everything kind of went upside down. And I was waking up in the middle of the night praying, not even knowing what I was praying, but I was praying. The Lord gave me a good house close to the church, and he knows truly the desires, the deepest desires of our hearts, and he knew that what I needed was this. I needed a church family like this. And it's so close, because I can't see to drive at night, so when y'all leave out of here. Let me go first because I don't want to hit anybody because I'm driving home on faith every time. And just he kind of brought me through a life review, you know, over the past 6 months of, you know, the theme of like, Brother Tony, these are all the times that I have been with you. And the testimony of the Holy Ghost, it kind of just pulls it all into a perfect bow and gives you the insight that you didn't have before you had the Holy Ghost of the understanding that you need to know his perfect timing and to recognize that he truly knows the desires of your heart before you even do. So I'm very thankful that I have that because the Holy Ghost has enabled me to let a lot of other things in my life that I worried about kind of fall away and just have the ability to focus and trust on him and to lean into his understanding and not my own understanding. Because for so long, I leaned on my own understanding. And now I know that that doesn't really get me very far at all. So I praise the Lord for this church. And, you know, the prayers that you guys pray for us and for everybody, they're truly felt. They're not just said words into the air that just kind of go up to the Lord. They are heartfelt prayers. And those of us that you are praying for, we know that those are from your soul. And I am just so thankful for that as well. So
praise
thank you.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm jumping to page number 5 for my scripture helper. Why we can be grateful. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward, or peace, goodwill toward men. Praise the Lord. From verse number 10, reasons why that we can be grateful, because angels are watching over us. Amen. They really are. The angel said unto them. Why we can be grateful? Because good news has come to us. From verse number 10. Behold, I bring you good news. And why we can be grateful? Because a heavenly host is prompting us. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Amen. And from Luke chapter 2, verse number 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, for it was told unto them, or as it was told unto them. Now we can be grateful because the shepherds were guided. I actually and truly believe God has guided my steps. Amen. God has brought me to the place He wanted me to be. Amen. God led me by the hand. God brought me. I didn't come here of my own accord. God brought me to this place. Praise the Lord. The shepherds returned glorifying God. I want to give God glory, give God praise. I've seen wonderful acts of God. I've felt His presence. I know that I know that I know that my God is real. Amen. I feel sorry for people who would think that there is no God. Amen. How could you possibly think that? I know that I know that I know. I'm absolutely sure that my God is Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I think there was a hand over on this side. Oh, two, three. Or in the back. Yeah, there's several more.
Okay, so whenever we used to live back in Japan, we didn't go to many churches. Well, we didn't really have any churches to go to that were apostolic. So since I didn't go to church much, I fell into darkness. And I couldn't see the light at all. I was rebellious. But then when we came here, it was completely different. I came to church and I got more involved with the youth, and it was amazing. I was more in the light. I was more with God, and it was just so amazing. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that we came to this church, because if we never came to Connecticut, if we never came to this church, I probably would be still in the darkness and suffering a lot. Even though I, still, have trials and tribulations, I still, are with God, and I know that God is with me, and I talk to Him every day. And I would never do that. I would have never done that if I was back in Japan. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, Jesus guiding my footsteps, indeed. Boy, today, an interesting pastor's sermon was about the Israelites leaving Egypt. And, I feel like I'm in my own little Egypt. Definitely today, I wake up and my personal life is filled with hatred and derision, except for my little puppy dog. And speaking of which, I was when I take my puppy out, who isn't with me, he's with my my friend, we'll use that term. When I take him out, instead of running around in the yard like dogs usually do, she runs around me and does zoomies and circles and then comes up and gets down. And what she wants is for me to go, and she leaps into my arms, and it's one of these joyful, almost heartbreaking things. And when she did that today, I got this feeling that Jesus was saying, see, that's what I do for you. I want you to leap into my arms and let me guide your life. And, life's been rough lately, some people I thought were my spiritual brothers seem to maybe not be. Anyway, so I played with my puppy dog and I went home, and I get in my little place and I feel Jesus go, okay, what's the first thing we do when we get home? I pray. I open my Bible and I ask God to give me my daily shred, as I like to say. And then after I pray, I play. And, you got to be careful when you make promises to God that, if you do this, I'll do this. Because sometimes it comes true. And then God will, you know, quite a while ago, I said, you know, Lord, if you just let me play better every day than I did yesterday, at the end of the day, I won't whine about anything. You know, and then that comes back to you. Okay, so I plug in and I play today, and this isn't about me patting myself on the back. It's like, well, I'm not an easy person to surprise. You know, I've seen a lot of things here on the planet. But I was like, you know, when I got done, it was like, God said, all right, so what do you think? Whoa. So I even surprised myself. So my point being, I feel God going to me before I came here tonight. If you really mean what you say, and you really do, you know, you want to devote yourself to this instrument and play for an audience of one, meaning Jesus, that means that there are other things in your life that have to be removed. You know, look at it as a refining fire. Suffer for Jesus Christ, however you want to look at it. But at the end of the day, you pray, you play, and then I pray again to give thanks. Because, you know, at this point in my life, you know, most people my age, a lot of folks can't play anymore. You know, but it's like, wow, I find Jesus going so better today than yesterday. And I go, yeah. I said, okay, so I will try to keep my promise, and I won't whine, and I'll give thanks, and I'll go to church tonight. And I can't say it any better than a line from this song. From the moment I wake up, oh, until I rest my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus, for a wonderful life.
He is good. He is good. Amen. Amen. Just a minute. Another little sermonette, and then we'll have, there's a couple more. I know Sister Greeley, Sister Janie, Brother Davenport. So there's several left. From Exodus chapter 10, why the oppressed can rejoice. Exodus 10, verse number 7. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the man go, then they may serve that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? From that verse number 7, because Egypt is ruined, it's a reason why the oppressed can rejoice. We do not yet, or do you not understand? Excuse me, I can't read right. Do you not yet understand that Egypt is ruined? Amen. God delivered them out of a hand that was way stronger than them. They had horses and chariots and an army. God delivers us. From verse number 26, Exodus chapter 10. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. Why the oppressed can rejoice from that verse 26? Because deliverance is total. Amen. Amen. God wants to give us not just a little bit of deliverance. God wants us to be totally delivered. Not a hoof shall be left behind. God doesn't want to leave any part of your life lacking. God wants to bless every part of your life. Praise the Lord. And from verse number 7, Exodus 16, verse number 7. And in the morning, then shall ye see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us. From that verse number 7, because the glory is promised. In the morning ye shall see the glory of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, that glorious day is going to come. Jesus is going to come again. And we can rejoice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, another testimony.
Praise the Lord, everybody. There's so much I could say, but I'm going to, of course, cut mine short. But first, I'd like to say, I thank the Lord for saving me and keeping me in these last and evil days. Jesus is so good, and he's the best thing that ever happened to me. And Jesus, God, has just been so good. I just don't know. There's so much to say, but God has truly been so good, and he's been the best thing, and I thank God for saving me. He brought me from a mighty long way, too. And when I look back over my life, I it's like I'm in awe sometimes myself because I am really not the same. God has truly changed me from the inside out. And I'm so thankful and grateful. And I appreciate everything God has done for me in my life. And I still keep pressing forward for that hope because I am going to see Jesus one day when it's all said and done. And everybody already said half of all of my scriptures that I, you know, say all the time. But, you know, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. I love God, and I don't care what I'm going through, and I will praise my way through. I will shout it out. I will be comforted with him, and I love it when we talk to him, and we have relationship with him, and we have the Holy Ghost, and he speaks right back to you. He lets you know. He's been there all the time. Brother Tony, and so it's like, you know, there's nowhere we can go or run or hide because he created us for his good pleasure. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. It's all about him. Everything about us is about him. There's no other, no other, no other. Everything we do say is all for him. Everything. Our life belongs to him. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. It's nothing about us. It's only about him. And that's why we pray and seek his face every day. We got tests and trials because as long as we're living in this earth, we're going to suffer because he suffered. So we just have to continue to love God and to be the vessel that he would like us to be, pure and holy. But my other scripture was Psalms 108, 1. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I'm telling you, my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. There's no turning back. I'm going all the way with the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
He brought me and taught me with his redeeming blood.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I give thanks to God for his direction and his answering prayers and his not leaving us no matter what we try. This last past year has a lot of dark times, and it was very easy to just say, well, I'm going to give up because it's not going the way I want it. And I would just go service to service, and I would get a little food to sustain me, and it would just seem like I couldn't make the right decision. Everything I thought the Lord told me was not happening. The devil was lying to me, telling me this is just the way it is. He's not listening to you. And I would pray and I say, through the whole time, God, you're my own God. That's, you are the one I serve. And in the middle of that, there was a verse I actually never seen before, which is kind of weird because I read the Bible so many times through. But it says in Isaiah 41:13, "For I am the Lord your God who holds you, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" And I was like, well, if he takes me by the right hand, that means he's walking with me. I'm not walking with him. Because if you take a child by the hand, they're going to go with you, not with them. So I started just really focusing on that and asking the Lord to help. And then maybe a month or so ago, for many years I've been asking the Lord, what is that spirit that's been attacking me that I can't seem to control? And he showed me through a minister who was making a reference to the spirits that are attacking the world, that are coming back, what their names are and such. And I was like, revelation. And I was like, oh, now I know what to pray for and what to pray against and what to bind. And when doing so, things have just changed so dramatically. I was in the process of getting out of the Navy to just kind of hide away from life and find a place out in the country to where I don't have to see people and I don't have to interact with people. And that was my goal once I retired. But that just didn't feel right. And the closer I got, the worse I felt. And, like, it was just becoming devastating. So then the Lord's, like, directed me to go and say, I'm going to go ahead and stay in, continue the path, because he still has something for me here. And as soon as I did that, it was like everything changed. I could actually be happy again. I could focus on what he wanted for me. And I actually didn't have to worry about it so much. I'm where I need to be. If I wasn't here, I couldn't have done this ministry of video, and I wouldn't even known I could do that. I thought this was somebody else's exciting job and not mine, but I always wanted to try it, and I just figured I wasn't good enough. And he showed me through this time here so much about myself, how I can grow, how I'm not at the end of my life, how what I see doesn't actually be, or isn't actually what it looks actually is, what I think it is not actually what it is, but actually he has something for me. And if I'm patient enough, he will make it happen. So through this, it's been great. I'm not at the end of the life, but obviously I'm still got a long ways to go. But I'm so grateful to him, and I just don't know what else to do to be so thankful. I told somebody yesterday, I'm like, I don't care what the day is, it's always going to be good. Because God is with me. So this morning I fell down the stairs because I forgot the second stair. I was on the second stair, not the bottom stair. And I said, you know, Lord, that devil's just trying to get me down. I'm just going to stay happy. So thank you, Lord, for his work.
Praise the Lord. From Exodus chapter 15, how to turn complainers into praisers. Exodus 15, verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Verse 24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Verse 25, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. From verse 23 and 24, discover the cause of their bitterness. They could not drink the water because it was bitter, and the people murmured against Moses. And in verse number 25, it revealed the Lord, revealed to the Lord their bitterness. Moses prayed, God gave him an answer, and God fixed the problem. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what? And God's ways are way higher than our ways. Who would have thought, throw a stick in? But I'll tell you what. If you will do what God tells you to do, God will fix the problem. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And from Exodus 16, verse number 8, and Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmured against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Be careful about your murmuring. From verse number 8, don't personalize their bitterness. Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, God is able to fix your problem. Exodus 16, verse 21, and they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. They were talking about the manna, of course. From that verse, focus them away from the bitterness daily. Morning by morning, they gathered manna. Amen. I'm telling you, God can meet your need every single day. Amen. God did it yesterday. God can do it today, and God will do it tomorrow. Amen. Final one, Sister Greeley, and if there is anybody else.
Praise the Lord. I was kind of waiting to see if one of my testimonies would go along with the scriptures, and it did. Going to Isaiah 29, and I'm going to start at verse 22. This is where the children of Israel are coming back to God. And in verse 22, God says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob had gone away, but Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. In other words, God's going to renew him. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name. The children are going to sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and shall fear the God of Israel. And this is my verse that I've been praying for my backslidden kids for a long time. And it goes along with what Pastor just talked about, verse 24. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding. And they that murmured shall learn doctrine. God can bring them back. If he brought Israel back again and again, he can bring our backslidden family members back again too. And I'm so thankful for God's word. But I also wanted to give a testimony of what God had done this year for me. It's amazing how he directs everything. After my father died, we were renting out his house. And the wonderful lady that was there, she said, I'm never going to leave. I just love it here. And she's just a wonderful tenant. And it was just, you know, we were expecting her to be there for years and years. And in April, she called me up and she said, well, I'm going to be moving. It's like, what? Now what are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do. But in God's ways, again, we don't understand all of God's ways and everything. And now that the house was open, the Lord started working with some family members. There were some issues with the property and the trust and all that kind of stuff, the house, things that were going to be taken care of with the house. And now that she moved out of the way, God started working in those things and putting everything together again, putting, making things happen that seemed to be impossible. People that were not getting along together all of a sudden are getting along, and then plans are coming together. And then on top of it, because the house was open now, we could make a trip to go back to Wisconsin. And I wasn't quite sure how I felt about that. I knew it was going to be difficult going back to the house and I missing my dad so much and everything. But the Lord just made such a wonderful trip out of that. Six of my grandkids got to go with us. And when we got there, it didn't feel empty. It felt like home. Just so thankful. We just had such a wonderful time while we were there. And like I said, some of the other family members that were having issues and stuff, I could tell that God was working in it. And I'm just so thankful what God does behind the scenes that we don't even know. And we just keep trusting in Him, and we keep walking His way, and He's just going to work everything out. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's everybody.
Well, I have one.
Or everybody there. Anybody else want to testify?
I do, Pastor.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I thank all of you for praying for my family. I ask at all prayer meetings, pray for the Job Corps students, and pray for my family. And God has brought my wife to start drawing her near to the church and drawing her back and doing a restoration in our family. The family seminar that we had, fighting for your family and the tools and the weapons and the tools that we need to be armed with. And she came to two of those services, and she got to talk to Bishop McDonald. And she was here this past Sunday, and I introduced her to as many people as I could. I introduced her to Matt Teft, and you know Brother Matt Teft. And Matt tells her, "Wow, we've been praying for you. Your name is on that board in the front. And now I can finally match a face to the name." And she says to me, "My name is on a prayer board." Oh, yeah, it has been up there. Matt was like, "It's been on there just for months and months and months since I've been going here. Your name has been up there." And she had no idea. We were talking just last week. We have a standing date to watch the end times videos, by the way. We watch them together once more every week. she's really interested in that. She loves it. And, we were talking, and I told her that because of all the things she went through as, you know, a child and teenager, I thought that she would be the minister in our family, because that's what they do. People who go through a lot, they give back to young people, and that's what I thought. And she told me she knew I would be a minister 4 years into our marriage when we went to see my mother for the first time. My mother told her, "Andre may be a minister one day." I had never known that until that 2 weeks ago when she told me that. God is doing something in our marriage. Thank you for praying for us. God is healing us.
First of all, I thank God. I thank God for you and Sister Greeley. As Abba said, living in Japan, we didn't really go to church a lot until the last maybe 3-4 months. And coming here, it was like coming home. You know, and but this past year has been, as Tim said, it's been an extremely dark year for us. And then with Mom passing, it was like life was over for me. You know, mentally, I knew I had my children, my husband, but I, for months and months and months, I prayed that I wouldn't wake up the next morning at night. I just said it was better. I didn't want to be here anymore without my mom. I still struggle a lot, but God is really helping me, and I'm just so thankful for Him and His mercies that they're new every morning, and that He never, you know, sometimes I won't say walk away, but He always leads us back to where we need to be. And no, I'm not where I need to be, but He's working on me. And I'm just so thankful for Him and my family.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, guys. When I was living in Japan, I had, like, no friends. I was really lonely, and I didn't have a church. And I was like, God, just give me, like, a really, like, good community when I came to Connecticut and, like, really close friends. So when I came here, I was, like, blessed with the church, and then I was blessed with 3 wonderful girls. I think you know who they are, Harmony, Jay, Mayana, and a really good friend group in my school, like, Christian friend group, and, like, just a lot of faith coming from that and, like, getting closer to God and then getting closer to my sister and my mom and my dad and just a whole bunch of people. And I just felt really blessed and happy. So, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Why don't we all stand and thank God together? Would you join me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord, for all that you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, God, that you've bestowed upon this people. Lord, upon my life, upon our lives, Lord, upon every life, God, that finds you. Lord, you are such a great blessing, Lord, and we are thankful for what you are doing, what you have done, for the promises, Lord, in your word. Thank you, Lord, for all of these things. And Lord, we give you praise and worship you, Lord, for you alone, Jesus, are worthy. Wonderful God, I thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior, I praise you. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful Lord. Amen, amen. Now, thankful, being thankful doesn't end in this service. Amen. Go ahead and be thankful to the Lord again tomorrow. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.